Families with loved ones in Western Australia and those in Western Australia have had their hopes of a Christmas reunion dashed under the state's COVID roadmap. Borders are expected to remain closed to all but a handful of exempted categories until 90% of the state is double jabbed next year. Now, Flight Centre is considering a legal challenge to WA's border closures if the state does not begin lifting restrictions once 70 to 80% of the population is fully vaccinated. Flight Centre CEO Graham Turner joins us now. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Hamish. Thank you.
How serious are you about this?
Look, we're serious. I mean, we were waiting until, you know, the McGowan government came out with some sort of plan. So, you know, we have been working on this for some time with our legal team, and now we're not going to tilt at windmills, but if we think we've got a reasonable case, we do have a constitution for good reason in Australia, and if there is a reasonable case, we've got a good chance of winning this, we'll definitely go ahead.
When the High Court threw out businessman Clive Palmer's challenge last year, it ruled the Emergency Management Act gave the government the power to close borders and accepted that was necessary to keep people safe. What makes you think it'll be different this time?
Look, the difference is obviously that now there's a vaccine out, which generally most of the other states and the federal government has decided, you know, between 70 and 80% of over 16-year-olds vaccinated, that it's reasonable for states to open their borders. And there's that and other experts that we believe will support this. Things have changed since the Palmer case. There's no doubt about that. I think everyone would accept that. It doesn't necessarily mean that we'd win this 100%, but if we have a good chance, we'll go ahead with it.
You must be aware of how popular these border closures are in WA. What makes you believe that your business interests outweigh the interests of the WA population?
Yeah, look, we understand that. And the point is, it's not just our business interests. It's a whole range of different reasons, you know, from business and economic reasons to to reunion, family reunions, and other things like that. So, and also,
but I mean, you wouldn't be taking the family reunions question to court. I mean, it is ultimately about open trade. That would be the grounds on which you would be taking a case. I'm just interested to understand why you believe your interests in that regard outweigh what's pretty popular in WA.
Well, you know, that's a conjecture as to how popular it is. I know probably 50% of the population, those 50% particularly who don't have passports or don't have relatives interstate, it's okay with them. But certainly we get a lot of feedback from WA, and indeed, you know, we're working with a WA firm that is supporting us in this as well. So, you know, you can't please everyone all the time. We accept that there'll be people who don't like the idea of WA opening up, but we believe there's a significant part of the population that do want it open and do want to be able to travel interstate and overseas.
But who's supporting you in this endeavour?
Well, there's obviously a lot of it is in the tourism and travel, airline, airport industry, but also, for example, a WA firm that's openly supporting us is Coogee Chemicals, which is a WA-based company whose CEO lives in Melbourne and just can't get into Perth, which, you know, considering the sort of chemicals they manufacture in WA is a real issue for them. And there are plenty of other businesses like that as well. But, you know, we've accepted we take the lead, and we will obviously get financial aid from other people who are like-minded as us.
I'm talking to Graham Turner, the Flight Centre CEO. Graham, we are going to talk to Andrew Miller, the former AMA president in WA. Are you happy to hold on while we bring him into the conversation?
For sure, yes.
Dr. Andrew Miller, good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
How do you respond to what's being put forward this morning by Flight Centre?
Look, I'm dumbfounded that that anyone would think they want to throw their lot in with Clive Palmer, and this is essentially a very similar action to before. The other thing that's changed since Clive brought his claim was that we've seen New South Wales and Victoria be smashed with lockdowns and have their hospital system thrown into chaos, and a lot of people have died in that time. And this is something that West Australia has managed to avoid by staying the course with our what what are very difficult border restrictions for many people. We accept that. But overall, the population are very happy with having been safe and having been free, completely free in a way that people in Victoria can only dream of at the moment. And we're hoping they'll get back there with this vaccine. But we have no taste for going through unnecessary deaths, disease, illness and business collapses, as have been seen in the communities in New South Wales and Victoria.
But Dr. Miller, doesn't the vaccine, though, change this? And actually, yes, WA had committed to a national roadmap for reopening.
Well, I'm not sure that anyone signed up to say that we would definitely reopen borders at 80% of over 16, which is, of course, only 64% of the total population. And the ground is shifting in terms of our understanding of these vaccines all the time. And we now know that the 5 to 11 year rollout has commenced in the US, and we would love to protect our primary school kids if we get that opportunity before we see this disease spread through our community, and we think that'll be a successful thing to do. We're seeing vaccination rates in New South Wales and Victoria that we can achieve here, well over 90%, which we think is much safer for our elderly people whose 1A vaccines are now starting to wane. That's another piece of information that this ill-fated Flight Centre attempt to destroy their brand and display their corporate social responsibility as being, we just want people to be able to go on holidays. They're not, as you say, really interested in family reunions. They want to get their business back up and running, and fair enough, but it's not all about just one business. This whole thing has been carefully calibrated for our very large state, which has incredibly vulnerable Aboriginal, Indigenous populations who still need to be vaccinated. And people may want to say, well, you should have got that done by now, but they don't realise how difficult it is when you're dealing with one third of the landmass, 10% of the population, and an incredibly difficult vaccine rollout, as everyone knows, at the start of last year. And we gave vaccines to New South Wales during their outbreak, which was the right thing to do. But we don't want corporate cowboys riding over here and saying, listen, we think your government's got it wrong, when clearly we have been an exemplar of how to keep your population safe during this time. And so with respect, I would say that it's best to just put your guns down. It's only another 3 months, for goodness sake, before we are opening up. We're not going to say close forever. We just want the vaccine levels you have in the eastern suburbs of Sydney to be throughout Western Australia before we endanger our population.
I'll give Graeme Turner an opportunity to respond to that. Graeme Turner, are you a corporate cowboy?
Look, I certainly don't think so. Unfortunately for Andrew, we actually live in a democracy and we have a constitution. And it's obviously our democratic right to question that constitution. This is totally different to the Clive Palmer. We are not associated with the Palmer case at all. And this is about going to the federal court and looking at the judicial review on whether the border directions are reasonable or unreasonable. And as a democracy, I think we have a democratic right to do that. So it sounds like Andrew is not interested in democracy. So, you know, and he certainly, some of his colleagues over east here in the AMA significantly disagree with what he says as well. So I'd suggest he has a chat to them. But, you know, we're not going to do this if we don't have a good chance of success. And we believe that as a democratic nation, as Australia, we can test this Section 92 of the Constitution through a judicial review, Hamish.
Dr. Andrew Miller?
Well, you know, it's a bit facile to say that I don't believe in democracy. I'm supporting our democratically elected government who have all of the expertise in public health in Western Australia. And, I talk to my colleagues around the country and we try to finally tune and balance these things. And when I speak to people in ICUs who are looking after people who are sick and dying, including paediatric patients in Victoria, and that's the we happily only have a couple of children in ICU there and less than 10 children in hospital in New South Wales and Victoria, but we're not interested in going down that path. Of course, we're very well across the fact that we have a constitution and a democracy. We understand all of those things, and I think that this pandemic certainly tested all of that. But I would just caution people who have, you know, one view on this from appearing to be bullies on this occasion, because it's not, you know, there are a lot of interests at stake here, but the most important ones we have to come back to are our most vulnerable. That's what we've done so well as a country compared to around the rest of the world, and I'm in no hurry democratically to see us join the likes of the United States or the United Kingdom, or even the recent unfortunate experiences of lockdowns and so on in New South Wales and Victoria, which could have been averted if they'd waited until they'd gotten to a much higher vaccination rate. And that's all we're encouraging. It's not lockdown forever. It's let's give everyone here that opportunity to get their vaccination right up there. We'll certainly be encouraging that. And I would love to see flights that are doing that. That'd be a lot more productive use of their CEO and lawyers' time. If they spend all of that money that they're going to waste, because I doubt they're going to win, if they would spend that money on encouraging people to get vaccinated, let's run a flight centre, get everybody vax program and set up some clinics around the flight centre offices, because what you're going to see in this democracy is people protesting out the front of them if they really want to spit in the face of the West Australian democracy.
Graeme Turner, would you do that?
No, look, I don't think that's our role, Hamish. Look, we'll agree to disagree on this. I believe we're not going to run this unless we have a good chance of success, and we'll take advice on that from our constitutional and other judicial review lawyers. And you know, we're not just doing it for ourselves. It's we represent a fairly broad church of businesses across the travel and tourism. So you know, I think I'll agree to disagree with him if that's okay.
Graeme Turner from Flight Centre, thank you for your time. And Dr. Andrew Miller, former president of the Western Australian AMA, thank you both for your time this morning.
Thanks.
A pleasure, Hans. Thank you.